Book 1, Part 13, Education in a New World of Administration, The People's Alliance for Compassionate Affairs Petition, The Cosmic Lattice, Part 2, Cryon, repeated herein for the purpose of the People's Alliance for Compassionate Affairs Petition, 21st January, 2025. https://www.cryon.com through Lee Carroll. Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. Oh, it is good to be back in this energy before you. This night is going to be different. There is a potent energy here which comes from family, which will flow through the crack in the veil to this very area. And as it does, it will fill this room with remembrance, a remembrance of love and how things are when you are not here. Indeed, there is a sweet presence here, and it matters not how large or small the assemblage of human hearts that have gathered to feel it. We speak to you one at a time. Some of you have heard this before, but we say this again. Those who flow in here now, this entourage and this love essence of family, we know you. They know what you have been doing this year, last lifetime, and the one before that. They know of the struggles of your life and of the celebrations. They know of the joy and of the sadness. Dear ones, you are dealing with a family of the first order, a family that has a more profound lineage with you even than the biological ones you share with the others on the planet. In many cases, this spiritual family has also been your biological family, over and over. There are humans in this room and reading this page that have enjoyed lifetimes with the family that greets you here. For that matter, there are also humans in this room who have done the same. Yet, you look at them in the eye as you pass, going from here to there, and do not even recognize them. Such is the duality. You incarnate into the same areas over and over again so that you can have a relationship with one another, and the challenges can be built and designed so you can solve them. Now, here, we are together again. Feel the love that goes into this. My partner has explained to you the best he could why we sit at your feet and celebrate and honor this event earlier in the seminar. Year after year, we have come before assemblages of humans and have said, angels each one, it is time to wash your feet. We say that because that is what family does with family. My partner and his partner sit on an elevated platform so you can see them, which is the only reason. For like you, they are family. Like me, they are family. We are all the same. This planet is filled only with those authorized with permission to be here. You are family. As my partner has told you, your free spiritual choice is unique to this speck of this universe that you call Earth. Absolutely unique is your ability to choose your own spiritual level. No other planet has this attribute. The potential for this planet is awesome beyond belief. It goes far beyond what you designed. It goes into an area where potentially you may discover closely who you are. The potential for that very spiritual evolution may present itself literally within three generations. It may create a human being that bears no spiritual resemblance to who you are now. And you are the front runner, the first of the three generations. You are the old souls who stood in line to be here. We say again to you that everyone who has ever been alive on this planet is here again right now, plus the new ones, the first timers. There are no first timers in this room, even ones dragged here by their friends. The ones rolling their eyes right now are very old family. This is a sweet experience, dear ones. This is a reunion. Do you think you picked up this book or came to this room to hear the voice of the great magnetic master? No, you came to listen to your sister or your brother. That's the energy here. As you sit and listen or read this, that energy says, we know who you are, and within that knowledge is also the emotion of missing you. You have been here a long time. Ah, we get to see you when you come and go. You know that? Those times are very brief. All of you turned right around and again, you were here fast. You didn't want to miss it. This time frame was the target, and it's what you planned for. This is the final measurement, and you're going to be alive to see it. So the spirit of family comes in to sit next to you and hug you and to talk physics. Last year, we presented new energy information. We're going to do it again. For the next few moments, we will be talking about physics, energy, shapes, time, and mechanics. Within this process, don't be surprised when the information wraps itself back to your biology and your human heart. There is only one reason why we want to give you this. Spirit doesn't care about physics. Spirit cares that you understand how to stay here for as long as you can. Those bodies in front of us reading this are the ones you see as angels pretending to be humans. That's why, through the explanation and the transcriptions of this information, knowledge will be developed, and it will dovetail with other knowledge that did not come from this stage, and it will verify itself. This information will eventually find its way into areas that potentially will keep you alive, for it's the only way your bodies, which are perfect in their potential, will see greater perfection in your new realities. The day's gone for fast turnovers and quick lifetimes. There is no reason for you to continue that cycle. Are you paying attention? There is no reason you have reached the end of this Earth timeline. Perhaps you only found out about this meeting yesterday? Really? You say you're here because somebody else brought you? Really? Welcome to the family, dear ones. Welcome to synchronicity. From this time forward, you can do anything you wish with this energy and this information. But even if you are in disbelief now, it doesn't matter to us. The welcome is still valid because we know who you are, and the love for you is as great as it is for the one next to you. You will have to understand more about energy to facilitate life on a planet. You will have to understand more about energy to reduce the biology on the planet. So in the next few moments, we are going to deliver a treatise, which we will call The Cosmic Lattice Part 2. It is no accident that the first cosmic lattice information was given in this energy as well. New Hampshire, November 1997. Precious, it is an energy postured for this information. That is why it is given now. This is a channeling designated to be transcribed. So I am now talking to those reading this. I can tell you who are reading it. We are in the now. You are not reading something that happened a while ago. You're reading about an energy that can pour into your life right now. As sure as it can for those hearing it with their ears. Although we do not see the future, we measure the potential of your timeline. We know who has picked up this book. We know who is looking at it right now, as confident as we know who is hearing this message. We have told you much about the cosmic lattice the last time we were together. We told you that the lattice is an energy that pervades the universe and is consistent. We told you that it passes through all matter, that it is available all the time. We told you that it is a physics staple of the way things work throughout all the universe that is visible. We told you that light is slow compared to the communication of the lattice, and that even though there is a mechanical attribute of the lattice, which we are going to discuss, communication is almost instantaneous all through it. The speed of energy from one end of the universe to the other is almost instant. Actually, there are no ends. The cosmic energy event you see taking place 12 billion light years away did not happen 12 billion years ago. There is a communication attribute that indicates that it is happening now to correspond to your millennium shift. It is not something that took place 12 billion light years ago. See the meaning of life as channeled in Kryon Book 7. We gave you elementary information about the shape of the lattice. Now, we are going to fill in the cracks in the information we gave you the last time. We're going to tell you what the real shape of the lattice is. We are going to tell you the construction of it, the best we can in terms that are non-scientific, which my partner can deliver. We are also going to give you several attributes of the lattice, and we're going to tell you how to use it. Then, we're going to tell you the real miracle. But the physics has to be shared first. This information will tie together the science of the facilitators in this room who have processes that would seem to be dichotomous. Speaking of the physics of Dr. Todd Ovetkes and the energy work of Peggy Dubrow of the EMF Balancing Technique, both in attendance. Finally, you may understand how the cosmic lattice is indeed the very essence of the energy of healing. Again, it may not surprise you that we go to the biggest of the big before we get to the smallest of the small in order to talk about humans. And so, before the teaching, we say, let the foot washing begin. In this moment that we speak about physics, we are also speaking of love. Some of you are going to feel the pressure of love during this time, and though you say you may not understand any of the science, you may feel the pressure physically and the washing pressing of the hugging, some on the head and some on the shoulders. Some of you will feel the temperature shift, and you will feel the energy in this room as this new information is delivered in love. This time of discovery is given because you desire it and because you have earned it. That is why you sit in the chairs. The cosmic lattice is not a net. It is not singular. It is not one-dimensional. If it pervades the universe, as we have said, then it has to be everywhere. And indeed, the lattice is everywhere. We wish to reveal the shape. The actual shape is of cells, our closed counterparts. That should not shock or surprise you. It mimics your body. For now, we will call the cells energy cells. They are in a honeycomb shape, and these cells each have 12 sides. Each energy cell of the cosmic lattice all around you remains unseen, but you will be able to eventually measure its energy. This lattice is a God-living, loving structure whose parts do not touch. Each one of these 12-sided honeycomb energy cells, which are everywhere, does not touch one another. Yet they sit side by side as though they do touch. They even look like they do, but they do not, for there is something that holds them apart. There is a mechanical physics attribute that is going on within the nucleus of the atom. This is the very same mechanical law which holds the lattice cells apart. It is the same attribute that is responsible for unequally polarized pieces of atomic nuclear structure being held together. It's important that you understand that these lattice cells never touch one another, and that there is a reason why they do not touch. It is all part of the communication within the lattice. Energy transfer within the lattice also mimics physics at the smallest levels, also being atomic structures that do not touch. It also mimics the most elegant part of your body that is responsible for your thinking, your memory, for your remembrance, and for your human brain. The synapse parts within that organ do not touch either. These are the ways of the physics attributes that transmit energy. It is not new. Look for it, for it is everywhere. It is also the common structure of the lattice. Now, we are going to give you some attributes of these cells, and we are going to ask that you follow along. For some of you, especially those who are science-minded, will be entertained. The rest of you who are not interested in science may just sit, for we are just going to wash your feet. The cosmic lattice is balanced, but it is not quiet. The lattice has astounding power. It has a flow of energy that I cannot explain to you, for there is no paradigm model for it in your thinking. Therefore, you would not easily understand. The lattice has vents that we can best describe as necessary for the flow of energy. It balances the slight inequity of the polarity. The vents also have to do with time, which we will tell you more about in a moment. You will always find two vents together. One will be prominent, the other will be secondary. You might graphically and clearly see one, but you will have to look carefully to see its partner. There are always two. There is an axiom or physical rule of the lattice energy, and this is an axiom or physical rule of the lattice energy and of the universe. The vents are usually at the center of the galaxies. The distance between the vents determines the spin direction of a galaxy and the speed of matter around its center. It is a classic push and pull scenario, and matters respond to it. Now, here is something you will not understand at all. The vents are very necessary for the balance of your universal energy. The vents are also energy portals, drains to you, and are where the front of the lattice touches the back. The back of the lattice holds a universe whose vents are opposite. Note, this is not an alternate universe. It's also yours. Although this may bring you a paradox at the moment, those in your future, especially those reading this transcription, who have good scientific intuition, will discover the physics that will validate the meaning of this information. Therefore, at the center of your own galaxy, there is a pair of vents, one of which you can see if you choose. The other one is in hiding. But the vents always appear in pairs. This is dramatic. It is powerful. It is the lattice balancing itself. We are going to give you an attribute of the cosmic lattice and the energy within it, which is difficult to explain. We are going to discuss the mechanics of the speed of transmission of energy within the lattice, and we are going to show you how the speed of the lattice is stellar compared to the slow transmission of light. This discussion of speed has a metaphor, an analogy that exists on your planet. Some of you are aware that if you were to take something physical and force it through the water in your ocean, it would be fairly slow going. The water is thick and offers a medium that requires a great amount of energy to force something through it. Think of the fastest things in your oceans. They would be some of the fast fish and even some of your mechanical devices, submarines. But they and their speed pale in comparison to the speed of giant ocean waves created by the energy of an earthquake. Many of you are aware that the speed of quake-generated waves in your ocean approaches the speed of sound itself. That's how fast it goes. Consider how much energy it would take to propel something the size of a mountain at the speed of sound through your ocean. Many would say it could not be done. Yet waves seem to do it easily. The reason is that a wave is not the transportation of matter from one place to another, like a fish or submarine or the matter in a mountain. The wave is a transportation of energy from one place to another. As you know, the molecules of water bump into one another. One bumps into another and bumps into another, and the speed of the bumping transmission is very, very fast. Although the metaphor has its limits as we compare the two, in essence, that is exactly what takes place on the lattice on a far, far grander scale. Light is a transportation of matter, photons, in space. It might have a wave-like appearance, but its speed is limited due to its mass, and the speed is relatively slow. Similar to fish or a mechanical device in the water, light is a transportation of matter through a substance. It's when the lattice cells bump together that they create patterns, waves, bumping at a speed that is almost instant through billions and billions of light years. Not only is light slow, but it must also penetrate through other matter, not just the emptiness of space. There is dust, gas, magnetics, all of which block and bend it. The transmission of energy from the lattice is clean, fast, and almost instant through its vastness. That's because the energy medium is uniform and transmits with a system that easily recognizes what is being passed within, much like wave does with water molecules. Now, we have given you a mechanical attribute of how energy is transmitted in the real universe. There are three rules of physics for the universal lattice, but none of them will respond to what you have called Newtonian physics or the relative physics of Einstein. For Newtonian and relative physics, it is mostly about the behavior of matter. The physics rules that I am going to give you are about energy, and they are very different. Very different. The speed of energy moving through the lattice is always the same. It never varies. It is a constant law of energy physics. It is the speed at which the lattice cells bump together, and this creates waves of energy whose speed is always the same. That is the first one. Here is the second, and it's tricky. It always takes the same amount of time for energy to traverse the internal distance of one lattice cell. An absolute time period to go from one side to the other inside of a lattice cell. This time segment is always the same and never varies. The third axiom is this. The cells have varying sizes. That is to say, there are areas in the universe where the energy cells of the cosmic lattice are large, and other areas where they are small. Wait, Cryon, you might say. You just got through saying that it takes a known amount of time to traverse the distance of a cell. If some are large and some are small, won't that make a difference in the time it takes? After all, you are changing the distance. No, the time is always the same. Then, you might also say, something has to give. It doesn't make sense to take the exact same time to go a short distance or a long distance if the speed has to be the same. And you are right. Here's what we challenge you to understand, that the paradox of this is the time elements, as measured, must change. Therefore, when you move into an area of space where the cells are smaller, you're going to receive a different measurement of time than when they're larger. This will explain to you what we have said in the past, why your astronomers see impossible physics through their telescope, physics that cannot occur according to the assumed rules. They are looking at physics in a time frame that has smaller or larger cells than your own. Therefore, the third axiom is the only variable one, and it is time. The units of time change in relationship to the size of the lattice cells. Now, let us discuss the use of the cosmic lattice, physics-wise, not biologically. Dear ones, we previously told you the lattice null energy is balanced to zero. We told you that each cell has tremendous power, but it is balanced by another power alongside it, which has opposite polarity. This nulls out the apparent potential so that it all appears invisible to you. The energy, therefore, appears to be zero. It's when the lattice is deliberately unbalanced that you really get to see the power. If you could only understand how to manipulate the null so you can unbalance it just slightly, the result would be tremendous free energy. Let us say again that one of the reasons this would be safe for you to accomplish is because none of the cells touch each other. You will not have a chain reaction like you have in your nuclear matter science. So you can capture the energy of one, two, three, or as many cells as you wish when you learn how to manipulate them. Some have asked about the null, about the polarity. What kind of energies are there that would oppose each other so well? Let us give you an answer that might be difficult for you to understand at this time, but through discovery and with time, it will make sense. Opposite energy attributes that create the null are polarized energies. They are almost mirror images of one another that together create a quiet, zero null. This is part of the balance of the universe and is everywhere. It is also this way in light and matter. It is also true, however, that the mirror image of energy, light, and matter is not perfectly balanced. Due to the bias of your kind of universe, call it the positive one if you like, the anti-energy or mirror image of the positive is only slightly less powerful. It is this slight unbalance that creates the vents we spoke of before. The vents are necessary to allow for the balance to be maintained. Otherwise, the major null posturing would not last long, and the lattice would be constantly unbalanced. The vents therefore drain off the slight unbalance of the bias. The last physics attribute is one we will only hint at. The lattice is indeed the cosmic constant that has been looked for in science forever. There are those who have asked, what is the actual mechanical connection between the cosmic lattice and matter? Let us just say that it is the characteristic of this constant that tunes the strings of the music of matter. It sets the frequencies for the smallest parts, and those frequencies vary depending on where they are in the cosmos. We would like you to eventually understand how to manipulate the lattice so that you may pull on its energy. Understand that this can be done anywhere, at any time on Earth or in space. It is done completely and totally with magnetics, active magnetics. It is accomplished with the creation of carefully placed patterns of large magnetic fields, which must be active, created with energy not naturally existing. When you discover how this works, you will also find that this particular process on the planet is not new, and that you experimenters have actually done it before. During the times it was done before, no one understood what was happening. The process was far beyond your ability to control, and you didn't even know the principles, yet you tried it anyway. Now, you have the ability to control the experiment, and therefore create disciplined and sustained energy seemingly out of nothing, the null. Like so many other physics processes, however, it is going to take a tremendous amount of energy in order to unbalance even one cell's null attribute. So, you're going to have a vast amount of energy pumped into the experiment before you can see the results. Once you understand how to prod the null to unbalance it, you will be rewarded with a steady flow of energy far beyond what you put into it. This is accomplished since you create your own tiny vent. An unbalanced cell creates a situation where the other cells around it will try to feed energy to the one that is unbalanced. This creates a tap that will pull up on the lattice indefinitely as long as your work matches the properties the lattice expects to see. I know this sounds like science fiction, but eventually it can be the energy source for your planet. Here is how it works. Two magnetic fields together, postured in a correct way that is very three-dimensional in your thinking process, create a designed magnetic field that is very specific. It's one you have never seen and does not exist naturally. Start with trying many magnetic fields postured against one another of unequal force and pattern and at right angles. Don't make assumptions. Think freely. Done in the right fashion, these two fields will create a third pattern, which is unique and is the product of the original two. This third custom created pattern is the one you want to deal with, and it is the one that has the potential to manipulate the lattice. Once you have created it, you will know of its special qualities by how dramatically it changes the physics around it. It won't be subtle in its expression. Believe me, you will know when you have it. Here is a caution. Keep this experiment away from your body. Keep the experiment in check with your scientific methods. Go slowly. Understand what you're seeing before you go to the next step. Do not expose yourself to any magnetic fields. Remotely conduct all energy experiments. Remember that magnetics also plays an important part within your body. Here's another. Understand that if you unbalance the lattice too grandly and too greatly, you will have time displacement, for the process also involves the property of time. We don't mean that you have to wait for it. We mean that one of the actual physical players in the creative process of unbalancing the lattice is the manipulation of the time frame of matter, a little known attribute of every particle of matter in the universe. It is not time travel, but time displacement. It is where you are actually addressing tiny parts of matter and changing the time frame they are in. When the iniquity of time frames meet one another, matter mixed up with differing time attributes, the result is a displacement of distance. Although there is no horrendous danger for the Earth within this time displacement, it can and will affect the local situation within the experiment. In other words, it can create a matter-distorting effect, completely stopping the experiment and actually dislocating parts. We are not going to say any more about this at the moment, but the more astute scientific minds reading this will go to the next obvious step, and the answer is yes. The lattice is also the key to quick travel of large physical objects, even of very short distances. Now, it is time to talk about the miracle to reveal why we're here. Some of you have gone through the science discussion while we washed your feet, only to wonder how it relates to your personal lives. Physics? Science? So where does the regular light worker fit into this? This is the part where those in this room working with lattice energy will more fully understand how the human body responds to what they are doing. For the lattice is truly available now for each person here. My partner has to be careful in this next statement, for it has to be very accurate. The cosmic lattice communicates with the human biology through a series of magnetic resonant frequencies, which land upon a 12-segmented crystalline structure. We have not said the words crystalline structure for transcription before. We have not exposed this information before. And we do it now because the knowledge is critical. And the energy here will allow for us to tell you about it. We are going to finally reveal the crystalline structure, which is around the coded structure that you call DNA. Remember that we define DNA differently than you do. Your word, DNA, actually got its name from the two strands which are chemical and which you can physically see. Our definition refers to the 12-stranded coding for the human body, only two strands of which are chemical. The DNA, all the strands of it, are an encoding tool. The strands are instruction sets, and we have previously told you that some of them are magnetic. Some of them are also what you would call spiritual. But to us, they also have a physical property. These strands contain all of the coding of your whole life, even those carried over from the life before this one. But there is more. The memory part of your life system is separate from the encoding. It is the stem and is the crystalline structure. Many of you might say, why would it be called crystalline? Will we find something that is crystal in there? The naming is metaphoric, yet there is real physics involved that is crystalline-like. In your crystal work, even at the basic level, you have realized that crystals do something special. Do you remember what it is? They hold energy. Therefore, they retain energy pattern memory. Now, you're beginning to see how the computer of the human body works. For the crystalline structure, which we would call the sheath around the DNA encoding, is the memory of your life force. It is the memory of every past life you've ever had. It is the Akashic record for you. It is the record of past and present contracts. It represents all of the things you have been through. That crystalline structure, therefore, is also spiritual. It is all that you are, memory-wise. There isn't one instruction set there. However, the instructions are within the 12 DNA strands, and the crystalline information is wrapped around the DNA package as the memory core, the stem, ready to pass needed information to the instruction sets. The crystalline structure also contains the perfect blueprint of a human being, which is also in memory. Now, as you might be realizing, there is constant communication between the 12 DNA strands and a 12-segmented crystalline memory. Right now, that communication isn't very good. On this earth, this planet, communication between these vital parts of your body is less than 15% efficient. Therefore, biology is not very smart in this area. There are wonderful healing and life-extending attributes within your cellular structure that will never show themselves without the efficient remembering from the crystalline sheath. The communication between the polarity of the encoding mechanism and the crystalline remembering core is poor. This, dear ones, is a carefully constructed restriction that tempers your duality. It has been this way since the beginning, and is mainly responsible for the fact that you remember almost nothing about 1. Who you are, 2. Why you are here, 3. The fact that you are eternal, 4. The spiritual test that you sit in, and 5. Who your real family is. That's not all. In addition to all these spiritual items, there is the unfacilitated biology. This poor communication, which was carefully postured for you, by you, also 1. Doesn't remember how to regenerate efficiently. 2. Is wide open to attack from common earthly disease because part of it does not remember how to totally work. 3. Lives a short life because parts of it that are actually there stop working during life or are thwarted chemically. What do you suppose talks to the crystalline memory? What do you think helps posture that balance of duality that keeps things inefficient? The magnetic grid system of the Earth. We wouldn't be here to move the magnetic grid unless you had asked for it, and unless the 1987 measurement had shown the potential for significant change. Dear ones, family, I am talking to you. It is a communication between those two elements in the body that is the core of how close you can get to your higher self. Full remembrance at 100% from the encoding of your biology would create an instant ascension status. You would walk around carrying your full potential, which is an awesome thought. There are those of you on this planet who are here at almost their full potential. Did you know that? They have to be here for the spiritual balance of the planet, as we have mentioned to you before. Some of them you know of, and we speak of avatar energy, which is represented by a few special humans living right now. Full communication of the principles we have been discussing allows for miracles. The creation of matter is not out of nothing. Knowing how physics works, knowing how love works. It is a powerful combination, you know. Put them together and you can manifest anything. Full power over the physical. Full power over your lifespan. Full power over your biology. Look at what the avatars can do. That's who you all are. Every single human being in this room and reading this has the potential for all knowledge. It resides in the crystalline, 12-segmented crystalline structure that wraps itself around the encoding DNA. And the encoding is just waiting for better communication. We often told you during the family series of channelings that you were created equal, perfect, and eternal. The only thing that keeps you from these things is a duality and the poor efficiency of your current biology. All of it can be changed with better communication between the crystalline structure and the DNA. As the memory transmission is increased to the instruction sets, the body reacts. And by body, we mean the whole human. We want to tell you where that better communication is coming from. It's from the new position of the grid system of Earth. We've moved it, which is why our group came in 1989. Now you understand. Remember when we told you that no human being can exist outside of the magnetic grid of this Earth? The magnetic grid of this Earth makes communication possible, which postures your duality and your very enlightenment. Without the magnetic grid, there is no communication. Someday, your experiments in space will show this. Humans must have a magnetic complement in order to live. Without it, over months and years to come, the human being will die. Elements on Earth come together for life, you know. Just look at your planet. Do you think you can just walk on it, live on it, and hope it behaves itself while you're here? It knows who you are, just as I do, just as the grid does. There is an intelligence there. Therefore, the Earth is in agreement with your very enlightenment. just as the indigenous people who came before you. At the core level of their spiritual beliefs lays the honor of the dirt of the earth. They knew. There is more about the communication of the grids, and it involves still another crystalline structure. This will be given at a later communication. Your DNA contains instruction sets for a 950-year lifespan of your body. Currently, much of this encoding isn't working. The encoding isn't working since it has no information from the memory core, crystalline structure. Within the core memory is information that will help the DNA chemistry remember how everything works. Right now, your science is finally beginning to poke and prod your biology and to stimulate artificially the DNA. They are doing it with magnetics. This approach to health is a very real return to the mechanical processes within the Temple of Rejuvenation, which we told you about some years ago. Magnetics and the energy of the cosmic lattice help to posture your duality and your enlightenment. It also helps the balance of your crystalline memory, which is currently in an inefficient mode, just as you designed it for your test on the planet. Now, things are changing. There are those in this room, speaking of both Todd and Peggy, who are slowly discovering the lattice tie-in to cellular biology. One is discovering it through physics, and one is discovering it through the power of knowledge and intent. Both are working with magnetics at some level. In both cases, what is changing is that the DNA is starting to remember. The efficiency of communications is being enhanced, and heretofore, hidden parts and pieces of the biological and spiritual DNA are awakening. Remember what awakening is? It means that the knowledge is there, just asleep. The mechanics are there, just waiting for more efficient instructions. Let me give you an example. Every cell of your body is designed for self-diagnostics. Every cell is designed to know whether it is correct or incorrect in balance with the whole. Every cell is supposed to know that. But much of this information is hidden from it. The disease you call cancer easily fools this poorly functioning part of your cellular structure. If this part were working properly, cancer would not exist. Part of the reawakening is the marriage, through magnetics, of the core memory and the encoding. When the rest of the instructions are known, which will allow for the cell's full intelligent knowledge using self-diagnostics, it will recognize itself to be out of balance and not reproduce. Only the healthy ones around it will be allowed to. In addition, it may actually commit cell suicide by itself. That's the design. Look for it, for this is a well-known biological trait. Now, it's time to enhance it. Think of it as a tremendous enhancement of your immune systems, and that's just one attribute of the whole human imprint. Some of you reading and hearing this think we are only talking about science. No, we are actually discussing self-healing, long life, and a whole new, actively changing human biological paradigm. For whether it is through intent of the human consciousness or whether it is physical facilitation through chemistry or physics, your DNA now has permission to change, and, dear ones, that is what the 1111 was about. That's when you said yes to the very item we are discussing now. Celebrate. Listen. When the communication between the crystalline structure and the DNA structure becomes closer together, you can form bones where there were none before. The creation of matter can cause disease to leave the body. The cells become more intelligent. You enhance the biology, and the miracle comes from within. Healers, are you listening? Everything you are doing in your work ends up helping to bring these two biological attributes together within the cellular structure of the one that sits in front of you, asking to be healed. Why do some get healed and some do not? The answer is complex. But one of the main catalysts for miraculous healing is pure intent. The next time you're working with someone, make sure that the intent is there and make certain that they really understand what they're doing. When true permission is given and the intent is there, healing will occur. Some of the most magnificent healing you have on your planet right now is human with human, and with no one touching anyone at all. It's profound. It has the properties of being miraculous, and it is connected to the lattice. This, therefore, is the explanation of where that energy comes from, because the lattice is what is actually supplying all the magnetics. When you finally understand where magnetic fields come from, you will know what I speak. They are an attribute of matter and the lattice. Some of you remember the story of Michael Thomas and the channeling of the story. The Journey Home, Kryon Book 5. You might remember that Michael was told that he would meet the finest and grandest angel of them all in the final house of his journey, and he did. In that seventh house, the grand angel was revealed to him. It was gold, and it had his face. As Michael Thomas sat with that angel, he could barely breathe because of the divinity that was around him. Realizing that the biology and divinity don't mix, he was having a hard time on his knees. Michael was granted, at that time, a physical dispensation around him so that he could exist while he looked at the Grand One that was his higher self. When the Great Golden One was finished giving Michael Thomas information, he told Michael that there was to be no more teaching. They both had reached a time similar to what we have reached together right now. There is no more teaching in this message. Instead, all there is right now is love. In the Journey Home story, the great golden angel asked Michael Thomas to turn around and sit on the staircase, which the angel had just ascended. Michael Thomas did so. And the angel said, "Michael Thomas, this has nothing to do with teaching. The learning is over. What I am about to do is just to love you." As you might recall, the Great Grand One, the sacred family member, the higher self of the human, took Michael Thomas's feet one at a time and washed them. Michael wept. You see, this is the partnership between a human being and his sacred family. This is the partnership between spirit and human being. This is the message of Kryon. All the physics that was discussed today can be given to science. The love is the real teaching. The family is here, a family who knows you. The messages are given to enhance your life. Processes and procedures are given all over the planet for you, because you're going to have to live a lot longer to accomplish your work. And what is your work, you might ask? It is to hold your light. Want to know the difference between you right now, as we wash your feet, and the indigo children we've spoken about? That crystalline structure we have discussed today is just a little closer to their encoding than yours is. Those children come in from the other side, knowing that they are royalty. Those children come in with a spiritual evolution that you did not have, and that is why they seem to be such misfits in your society. They know things that you did not know, and they feel it at a cellular level. Some of them are actually creating their own culture because you are not listening to them. You are not giving them credit for being evolved. You are not giving them honor. Oddly enough, you're treating them like children. Right now, it's a time of foot washing, is it not? Most of you knew that these are the closing moments of the channeling, yet we continue to wash your feet. We've poured energy into this room, and also to those of you reading this. It's sacred family energy from the entourage that has come from beyond the veil. It has been delivered from those who love you. Pass between these aisles and these chairs, and who give you those at your feet right now. As we arise and take these bowls of our tears of joy, we withdraw from this place. If we could say that such an emotion exists on this side of the veil, we would say there's sadness in our retreat. For we are family who wish to stay here. If you allowed it, we would be here in this room or where you sit for days. That's how family feels about family. Let this time of preciousness go on record as being a time of great reunion, a time when humans and angels got together and recognized themselves as family and loved one another for it. There will be a time when I see you again in the Hall of Honor. When that time comes, I will refer to this day, and I will say, remember that time and the place you called New Hampshire? It was precious, precious indeed. And so it is. Cryo.